Now, before the ad, I did tell you that it was a big month this month. It is. It is the Plastic Free July movement. It is gathering pace. And while going totally plastic free isn't a realistic goal for most of us completely, it is a good time to reevaluate our habits and daily routines to see where we can reduce some of our plastic use. So joining me in studio to chat about why plastic is such a big problem and to explore more planet-friendly swaps we can make, we have sustainability expert and presenter Fionnuala Moran. Hello, missus.
Hello, and apologies. I've just come in and made a mess of your studio.
You have. And just to, before we get into the whole plastic thing, we were talking about the book moon and how big it is. You came in, the first thing you said to me was like, I'm all over the place because of this full moon.
100%. I fully lean into like all of those kind of nature vibes, it controls us, blah, blah. Sure, we're a majority water anyway. So like moon controls the tides. It can definitely be dragging us around the gaff. So,
and how
yeah.
do you feel? Do you feel
upside
like...
upside down.
Do you? Like yeah. just fizzing with energy.
No, quite the opposite on this one now. But yeah, yeah, like in the lead up to it, it's like, ooh, energetic. I have this moon app as well, and it tells you like to the like minuscule percentiles what level the moon is at. So I'm like really, really into this stuff, like to a weird degree. But yeah, the moon has me very topsy-turvy this
and
week.
And I know we're going to get texts in, so just do it now. What is the moon app you have? Go on, what is it?
I have to check. I left
okay.
my phone outside
well,
the studio because I'm so well behaved.
Before you leave the building, make sure you give me that moon app because I want it now. I know other people want it too, just from the text coming in about the moon. Let's talk about Plastic Free July and how we can embrace it. Like, is this going on a long time? Is this a new thing?
It's new enough. And like a lot of these things, kind of, they've been around in the ether for ages, but it's only now that we're all kind of seeing the massive impacts of climate change, even in continental Europe, how bad it's getting, just going like, oh, wow, okay, what can we actually do? So it's really taken off now. But again, as you said in the intro there, plastic free, very unattainable in the way society is set up at the moment. Now, a few years down the line, when things like the circular economy have progressed a lot and we're all kind of reusing things properly and from an industrial level, there's not being loads of plastic given to us in our lives, it'll be a lot easier to go maybe closer to plastic free. But for now, it's all about progress over perfection and just trying to make a lot more of our habits less plastic intensive.
Okay. How do we do that? Do you have some tips? Like, how do we even, where do we start?
I always call them lifestyle audits. Now, I know audit is a word no one wants to hear at the moment. It sounds very scary, but it's not in this regard. Because like, say things even like your skincare routine, if we look at that. Now, that was something that initially I was like, okay, I thought I was being really eco-friendly. And then I was like, if you have things like those wipes that, if you've ever seen a fat bag down in the drains that they take out?
Yeah,
people put them down places they're not supposed to go, and then they just do all sorts of madness to our drains.
I can't believe that people still do that.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And God bless the people who clean them out, because that is just God's work.
Yeah, it's just piles and piles of wipes. Just they just gather and they're just this big gloopy ball.
Horrendous.
Of misery.
Yeah, I hope no one's having a late breakfast or a brunch right now, because sorry for bringing that up, but no trigger warning. But those kind of things that we think they break down, they don't really, and it's just moving away from those and moving to things that have less plastic. So there's a lovely thing here, the Dublin Herbalist, and lots of other companies will have these as well. Lovely little reusable wipes to take your makeup off, and these things are all great financially as well, because you buy them once and then you don't have to buy them again.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with skincare. Because skincare is a big one. Obviously, wipes and cotton pads. I mean, I'm a big fan of the face cloth. Will I save the planet with my face cloth?
You are on the way.
Thank you.
You're on the right track.
Thank
on the
you.
High road.
And much better. And much better for your skin, I suspect, as well.
I think so, too. And it's a nicer experience. I feel it's much more luxurious. It's kind of like, do you ever go somewhere and they give you a hot towel for your
it's
face?
Lovely.
And it's like, oh, gorgeous.
So maybe try swapping that. What about, let's go into the kitchen for a second.
I love the kitchen. So we've loads in the kitchen. If you want to get totally rid of cling film, I'm actually going to have an Oprah moment. There's one for everyone in the audience. Of these lovely food huggers.
Okay, so what are these?
So now, as I said, we're not going for total plastic free. We're trying to get better. So there's a little bit of plastic in this. There's silicone on these. But what I'm doing here is we're replacing single-use plastic, like our cling films, with reusable plastic. So this is going to last us forever and ever and ever. And there's one for Graham, and there's one for producer Kate.
Okay.
And there's one for you too. But these basically...
I need it because look at my sandwich wrapped in cling film.
Here you go. This is progress here now we're making today.
Okay.
So if you have any salads or bowls or even an onion or something you've cut in half in the fridge, you put these over it and then it's going to keep all the freshness and everything there. And stop
Clever.
Other smells mixing with things.
So what's that brand called?
These are food huggers. Now again,
food
lots
huggers.
Of different brands do these.
Okay.
These are just a really handy one.
Never
or
heard of them before.
Lots of Irish companies are doing these amazing beeswax wraps. So these are great. They're reusable forever and ever and ever. And it's just like, you get them a little bit wet, put them over your thing, and then they're there. They're keeping it all lovely and fresh. And things, even
so
you
can
might,
you wrap sandwiches in beeswax?
Yeah, absolutely anything.
Okay.
Provided the beeswax wrap is big enough.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Do a full ham if the wrap is big enough.
I like it.
Something I hadn't really thought about, even the things we're doing our dishes with, there's plastic in those. And then I was like, okay, obviously, of course there is. But you can get bamboo replacements, so bamboo dishcloths, anything like that. And then even just for your own scrubs, like exfoliators, we can go for natural loofahs. Scourers, we can do natural loofahs as well. And basically why this is important, we were mentioning microplastics there. The more we're scrubbing away at the dishes and everything like that, if we're doing that with plastic sponges, they're going to break microplastics off them and they're going to go back down into our water systems, into our fishies, and then if you're having mollusks or any of those bottom feeders in a restaurant again, there's going to be loads of microplastics in them, and then when we eat them, we eat the microplastics then. So we're just trying to do what we can do, which isn't changing everything overnight, but taking the little bits of power that we can ourselves to create less microplastics in the first place. And one, if we're to go to the kitchen sink, smell that.
What is this now?
This is glorious. So this is something I think if we rewind a few years before plastic production was everywhere and we just bought lots of plastic stuff. This is a beautiful Irish company making old school, a bar of soap. Just a bar of soap, going back to no packaging on it. That's the Palm Free Irish soaps. They're absolutely stunning. The smell of them, it's so much more of a luxurious experience.
Do they do shampoo bars?
There is loads of shampoo bars. There's conditioner bars, there's exfoliation bars.
I don't know if people know this, but instead of you buying massive plastic bottles of shampoo, you can buy like bars of soap, bars that will that are shampoo bars or conditioner bars, and they're much, much better for the environment.
Yeah, 100%. And then you're just not having lots of kind of clutter and mess staring at you in the bathroom as well. Like if you've got a nice aesthetic going on, maybe you don't want lots of bright garish bottles kind of staring at you. And then as well, even at that, if you are a bottle oriented person, so many of the brands are going refillable now, which is absolutely amazing. You can see that in the Body Shop, L'Occitane, loads of different places. So you can get all your favourite products, but now in refillable things, so you never have to use them again. And I do that with, say, like my washing up liquid, my dishwasher stuff. They've Lily's Eco Clean is a really good brand doing all of the cleaning products and refillable things. So while yes, it's still in a plastic bottle, I've been using the same plastic bottle for 3 years now and just bringing it back, getting it refilled, and it's amazing. And if you go over to France, there's like full supermarkets of this and they just do everything refillable. So your recycling bin is basically empty. Because
there is one shop I know of. Actually, I know two. I know there's one in Dundrum in the town next to Lidl that you can refill your stuff. And I know there's one in Stephen's Green Shopping Centre that you can go to. But even if you go to the bigger supermarkets, if you just look, there are options there for you to be a bit more plastic free or more conscious, isn't there? They are there in the mainstream
shops. So God bless any of the people at the tills. I am that annoying person who brings 20 oranges down all loose and they're like, oh God, oh my.
That's one thing. I have stopped buying things in packets as well. And you know what? It's more of a selfish reason. It's like, I have to get rid of this.
It takes so much longer to put it all away if you're ripping everything out of the packets.
And
then,
I just take it home and then I bin the plastic. So I'm all for the loose fruit and veg.
100%. And now there is options where that's not going to work. So I'm rustling a lovely paper bag here. This is just paper. Paper bags, amazing, really handy to recycle. But that is pasta that you can grab in a paper bag. But then two things that I think are really, really easy things that we can think about if we're, say, doing our shopping. Wherever there's an option for plastic, but there's also an option for glass or aluminium, opt for the glass or aluminium. So if you can get it in, say, a bottle or if you can get it in a tin, do that instead, because those are infinitely recyclable. Whereas plastic, it degrades massively every time. So even if we're getting things that are made out of recycled plastic, it's going to break down a lot. Whereas your glass and your aluminium, they'll be able to be used again and again and again.
Okay, let's talk about some of the extraordinary things businesses are doing with plastic already that's in existence. Talk to me about, is it A-Wave first?
Yeah, A-Wave. So they're a gorgeous Irish brand and their leggings and everything they do, athleisure stuff, is buttery smooth. So they're giving all of their profits at the moment to sea cleanup charities, and they're also making all of their clothes out of recycled plastic that would have been going to the ocean as well. So that's a really, really cool one there, brand new Irish brand. Back to school time coming up as well. So I know a lot of people are doing the school bag shopping. Jiminy is an amazing eco-friendly Irish website, and they're making really colourful school bags out of recycled bouncy castles.
Wow.
Yeah, so I just thought that's so cool. Like whenever it's burst too many times and it can't be reused again, off they go. If anyone's heading away on holidays this summer, Batoco makes really gorgeous swimsuits out of recycled plastic as well. And then there's fabric. If anyone wants like really, really cool interior pieces for their home, deadly tables and stuff like that, they're making all of those out of textile waste. So there's a lot of plastics in our clothes now. I think it's about 75% of clothes now are made from some synthetic materials, which is plastic, which is basically oil, which is what we want to get away from, because fossil fuels are the crux of the problem here. So yeah, that's really, really cool stuff from them reusing that. And then pleather was kind of a problem, because if a lot of people had gone maybe more plant-based, gone to more of a vegan lifestyle, a lot of us kind of like, oh yeah, we're doing our part. But a lot of the vegan alternatives were initially made out of plastic, which again is fossil fuels, which is what we need to peel ourselves away from. But now there's really, really cool stuff going on with mushrooms, apples, and even pineapples being used to make leather. So there's an Irish shoe company called Sampla. They do gorgeous little runners, kind of like the Veja style ones, really nice and simple. And then there's a really cool Irish bag brand, called Callow, and they do gorgeous, really colourful brands, both made out of apple waste. So just bananas.
It is bananas.
But apples.
Pardon the pun. Okay, so can we talk about wish cycling? What is it and how can we dodge it?
Yeah, this is a fun one, and I think we're all guilty of this in different ways. I know my fella's forever putting like the full pizza boxes in, and I'm that little gremlin then rooting through the bins going, no, I told you before, it doesn't really go here. Yeah, so basically your pizza boxes, if they're greasy on one side and not greasy on the top side, just rip them in half. You can put the top side in, the greasy side can't go in. So basically the recycling motto is clean, dry, loose. So we always have to make sure what goes in the bin is that. But wish cycling is when we're like, put it in and hope for the
somebody
best.
Somebody will clean it.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, maybe it can go there. So yeah, it's basically just putting stuff in that can't go in. And one way to kind of peel ourselves back from that as well is to hop on My Waste Study. They have a really handy A to Z of where all of our different things are meant to go. So say like batteries or different things like that, they're meant to go to our local amenity centres and they can collect them all there. But yeah, so just
good
less
tips.
Wish cycling.
Finally, thank you so much for coming in. Now you can clean up the studio before you go with all the stuff you've brought in. That was presenter and sustainability expert Fionnuala Moran speaking to us there about Plastic Free July movement and just sharing some tips on how we can be a little bit more planet friendly when it comes to plastics. But do you try your bit and do you cut back on single use plastics and recycle more? What do you do? I'd love to hear your tips. Text me 51552. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.